everyone, welcome to the Don't Settle Squad podcast with me, Mark McCourt, aka Guy Who Didn't Settle, if you're following me on Instagram. So, the goal of this podcast is to give out inspiration and education to help you take back control of your body, your mindset, and your life. They're all connected, really, aren't they? Like, you can't separate them, you know? So that's why that's the information I'm trying to give out. It's not just mobility exercises. That's not the problem, you know? People don't have loads of chronic pains and injuries because there's not enough mobility exercises out there, you know, on YouTube, on Instagram. They're all over the place. It's more around the mindset and the strategies. That's the real issue. The understanding of the body is the real problem. So that's why I say things like, misinformation is the problem, ownership and education is the solution. So yeah, episode 2 today, we're going to go through the $1 million question. So why do we get tight and stiff? Why being the most important question there? Like for any problem that you have, you know, thinking of the why is where you should be starting. You shouldn't be thinking of the what or the how, like what mobility exercise should I do or how should I do that internal rotation exercise for my hip. Forget about all that. Like, you're not even at that stage yet. You should be thinking of why. Why am I getting tight and stiff in the first place? Why do I have pain? Why are these things happening to me? You know, asking more basic first principle questions about the human body. So, just going to look over here every now and then to keep me on track and not ramble for hours on this stuff, which I could because it's crazy interesting. But yeah, I want to just stick on that topic today of why do we get tight and stiff? Because when I think back to my own, you know, 10 years of chronic pains and injuries and not getting results, I never knew the answer to this question. Like, it sounds ridiculous. I'm trying to get results with my body, get out of chronic pain, get moving better, get back to the sports I want to do, and I don't even know how my own body works. You know, when you start to break it down, it sounds so ridiculous. It's like you never wanting to go to a mechanic again, but you won't give 20 minutes a day to try and learn a bit about how cars actually work. Like, you're going to get nowhere. So to start this all off, the first thing you need to realize about the body and like everything that we do as humans is everything is controlled by the brain. Okay, so this is why you might have heard things like the nervous system is king. When people say the nervous system, they basically mean the brain. Okay, so the brain into the spinal cord, which goes out to our whole body, which will create movement. So the brain is controlling everything that us humans do, including movement. Okay, but even going back before that, like, human beings are a species. Okay, so we're going to talk a bit about the evolutionary lens, which will make everything a lot clearer for why you do the things that you do in your whole entire life. So when I first came across this stuff, it was just boggled because I had no idea about where we've come from. So yeah, like humans, Homo sapiens, we're a species, just like all other species in the world. You know, we think we're so far removed from them, but we've been around for like 200,000 years. Different variations or species of humans have been around from back as far as like 6 million years, and we're diverged from apes. So there's been different species of humans, the same way we've different species of dogs. Like, you know, some of those stats when I was reading, I was like, what? This is crazy. Homo sapiens are the only ones left. Bit of debate around that. Maybe we're the baddest motherfuckers. We killed them all off. Anyway, we won't go into that. I'm already diverging a small bit. So why I'm bringing this up is because we need to understand that the brain basically has one job that it's trying to do, and that's to keep us alive so that we can reproduce. Okay, so like I'm saying, we think we're so far removed from other species. That's the goal of every species. You know, keep yourself alive so that you can reproduce and pass on your genes so that the species will live on. A religious conversation is going to be something totally separate to this. You probably know my views on that from the evolutionary view. So yeah, the one goal of our brain is to survive and reproduce. Okay, you can link this to anything that we do. Fat on the human body. Food that we eat is energy. Our brain needs energy. Our body needs energy to survive or we will die. The body stores energy in case we can't have food. Like back in the hunter-gatherer days, we didn't have fridges with food. You had to go out and hunt. So if you went on a hunt, you didn't get food. Oh, your brain will use the energy stored on your body, aka fat. So that's why we have fat. It's basically stored energy in case you run out of food. So that's just an example. Another example could be anxiety. We are predisposed to be anxious creatures. I'll give you an example to clarify it. If I'm going through the savannah, or not the savannah, because I was going to say a snake. If I was going through the jungle and I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, my brain would more likely think, oh, that might be a snake, be careful, and jump out of the way, rather than thinking, ah, I'm probably fine. It's probably, I don't know, whatever. So some other animal that's not going to kill me. The version of humans that would have thought like that and been more calm, the one time it is a snake, they're going to get bit and die. Whereas the overly anxious person who's like, oh, shit, could be a snake, and jump away every time, even if 99 times they're wrong, but one time they're right, they will survive, and they're the ones that have reproduced, and they're our ancestors. So that's how you can understand already, like, why we get fat on our bodies and why we're more likely to be anxious about certain situations. It's the brain, it's doing its one job, trying to help you survive so that you can reproduce, keep the species ongoing. Again, fascinating subject. You could go off on mad tangents, but you can link that to everything that humans do, and we're going to link it to mobility, to movement today. So yet, when it's linking it towards movement, the brain is basically trying to protect us, okay? When we get tight, when we get stiff, the brain is protecting us by doing this, okay? Again, I'll give you a little example from the hunter-gatherer days to make sense of it. If me and you are running along away from a predator, I roll over on my ankle. My brain will feel different movement happening in my ankle, going into a range I'm not safe in, knows something bad is going to happen. It will pull everything around the ankle, give me a sprained ankle. Okay, so with the sprained ankle, I can still hobble away. Maybe you can help me away if you're sound and not leave me, and maybe we might hobble and get away if the brain doesn't tighten everything around the ankle and give me that injury, that sprain. I could break my ankle, could break your leg, okay? Which is much worse. Now I'm flat out on the floor, I'm dead. I'm going to be eaten by this predator, okay? So an ankle sprain could have actually saved me back in those times. And the brain doesn't know the difference between those times and now. The brain doesn't know I'm in this safe, modern environment. So that's just a quick example of the utility of being tight and stiff and why it's happening, okay? So that's the first thing, yeah. The evolutionary lens, the brain is in control of everything. It's keeping us tight and stiff to protect us. So this is the first takeaway. Like, when I actually realized this, the tightness and stiffness that I have in my body, I used to think it was a problem. There's something wrong with me. Oh, maybe it's genetic in the family. All these other things that you have. Oh, I could never get more mobile. All these fallacies that you hear in the fitness industry, misinformation. That's what I used to think, which will put a self-limiting belief over yourself, because that's what you believe to be true and everyone else believes it. So it's actually the flip side of that. It's not a problem. The tightness and stiffness you have in your body, it's your brain's current best solution to keep you moving around, to keep you alive, so that you can reproduce. So it's not a problem. It's actually a solution. You know, it's worth repeating a couple of times. It's the tightness and stiffness in your body. It's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with you. It's your brain's best current solution to keep you alive. Again, like that, you might be like, what? That shit is cray cray. It is, if we haven't heard anything about it, which I haven't. You know, I had to go looking for this type of information, looking for better answers. But that's the truth. And it's fascinating. So, and it's an empowering truth as well. So now that we know it's the brain's current solution, what are we going to do from here? We can see, let's see, our brain has that movement strategy with tightness, with stiffness, to keep us moving around. It's successful. It's working. I'm alive. I can reproduce, keep the species ongoing, even with chronic pain. The brain doesn't care about chronic pains and things like that. The brain doesn't care about optimal. It cares about survival. That's how you could think of it. So now that the brain has a, let's say, a movement strategy over here, it just has one option, just has this movement strategy which involves me in pain and being tight and being stiff, it's working. Unless I give it another option over here, another movement strategy which doesn't need pain, doesn't need tightness, it's going to stick with this one forever. It has no other option. What else is it going to do? So it has this one option over here, that's the one that's been working all your life. If we don't build another alternative movement strategy over here that doesn't have pain and tightness in it, you're going to be here forever. And this is the unfortunate reality of it. This is what happened to me for 10 years. You know, if you follow me on Instagram and see me doing the splits and other things, I felt like the Tin Man for 10 years because this is where I was. I wasn't building another movement strategy by working on my mobility, by understanding some of the stuff that I'm telling you. So that's the first thing to understand there. It's very empowering. Like, we just need to start building a different movement strategy for the brain, one that it's going to latch onto going forward in our life. So, yeah, covered most of that at the start. Yeah, so we can just jump on to, again, another analogy for the solution. And this is some of the information I go through with clients in the first session on the mobility membership, because, again, it's education is the most important part. Then afterwards, once you know that, the program is going to be a lot more effective with the mobility exercises. So how do we take back control of our body now once that we know that? How do we start to create the better movement strategy? An easy way to remember it is thinking of the analogy of learning how to drive a car. Okay, so I'm assuming you probably have done a driving test. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but you know what one is. So think of, let's say, hypothetically, you didn't do any driving tests. You didn't do any driving lessons, and then you went to do your driving test. Okay, so you didn't do any lessons, you didn't learn how to drive the car, then you went and did the driving test. What would happen? What would the driver instructor do when you're trying to drive around in the car, but you've no control over it? Obviously, you're not going to answer me back, but yeah, you'd be saying things like, oh, he'll take back control of the car, he'll pull up the handbrake, he'll use his own brake, his own wheel, he'll take back control of the car because you can't, you don't have control over it. And that's exactly what would happen, but the main question here is why? Why is he doing that? Is he doing it for the crack? No, he's doing it because he's trying to protect you. Should be ding, ding, ding. If you can figure out the analogy, the driving instructor is your brain here. So just the same way that if you couldn't drive the car, if you don't have control over the car, the driving instructor will take back control through tightness and stiffness, through the handbrake, and he's doing it to keep you alive. He's doing it to save you. He's doing it to protect you. And that's what the brain is doing. Exact same thing. So it's on your side. It's trying to protect you from ranges of motion that you're not safe in. Like, let's say the splits. I trained 2 years to get the splits. I'm safe there, so there's no need to be protected. If you tried it, your brain will protect you, of course. Like, it would just pull a hamstring or give you a hamstring strain rather than tearing your full hamstring and possibly dislocating your hip. That's a lot worse. So yeah, we can see from that analogy, that's a good one because there's a lot of crossover and you're not going to remember all the information I say here today, but you will remember, oh, how do I take back control of my body? Oh yeah, it has to be like the driving test. I can't just skip around and not do the lessons. So to continue that analogy a bit more, how do you learn how to control the car? How do you learn how to drive? You go back to the start, you do the lessons. You know, it takes time. It takes all the steps that I keep talking about on Instagram, playing the long game. It's not going to happen overnight. What is it, 12 lessons or more? It's going to be a couple of months. You're going to be shit at the start. You're going to get a bit better. Playing the long game is essential. Training smart. Go to a driving instructor. Go to, you know, me or someone like me who studies this stuff, knows what they're doing, got results on themselves, got results on clients. Don't Google a YouTube video or just look at something on Instagram and expect to learn how to control your body in 2 days. Checking the ego is another thing. Again, it comes into the timeline. It's going to take time. You're going to have to, you know, understand that it's not just going to be fixed overnight. You know, the issues didn't happen overnight. Could have taken 6 months, 2 years, 10 years. It's not going to be fixed as quickly. Chasing small gains and being consistent. Again, just like with your driving, you're going to be shit. You're going to have to keep going every time, showing up, trying to get better, and slowly but surely you'll take back control of the car. So that's what we need to do for the body. It's going to be the same approach. And now, once you know that, again, we're breaking it all down here with logic and with science, and it's hopefully making a lot more sense, and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's making sense. If I explain to you through that analogy what most people in Ireland or in the world are doing to try and fix their movement issues, their injuries, their chronic pains, you'll be like, it's so stupid. Like, you'll be, but again, we can't see this from our current perspective. Going to a chiropractor or a physio or an osteopath or whatever once every like 6 months, thinking that this is going to get rid of your chronic pains, get you moving better, all that kind of stuff, get you moving better, it's literally like trying to learn how to drive but doing no lessons, except for every 6 months you go around and you do one lesson, but you're not even in the driver's seat, you're in the fucking passenger seat. And then we show up at the test and we're surprised that we keep failing the test. How ridiculous does that sound? But that's what we do. That's what we're doing. That's what I did. I went to the chiropractor every 6 months for about 10 years. Then I show up at the driving test, aka sport, and trying to do other things, still getting pain, still getting issues, which, you know, accumulated until I had to give up the sport I love, which was jiu-jitsu. So that's literally what we're doing. And I say you're in the driver's seat because you're just lying flat on a table when you're getting these manipulations. You're not even controlling your own body. So how would you get better at it? Do you know, like, it's ridiculous. Once you break it all down like that, and this is why I get frustrated, why it's coming out a little bit now, and why I get frustrated when I see everybody else with injuries and saying things like, oh, I need to go to the chiropractor, blah, 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 blah. I know it's not going to work. You know, I've reeled it in a bit instead of trying to, you know, not give out people, but just kind of throw information at them because I know they're not ready to accept it. Hence why I have the podcast now and people can listen to it if they want to take ownership. Then it's up to them. But it's ridiculous, isn't it? Like, that's never going to work. You're never going to learn how to drive a car if you do a random session here and there and then you're not even in the driving seat yourself. But that's what we do. So, yeah. Look, you know what you need to do? You need to take ownership. You need to go do all the driving lessons until you're able to learn how to drive the car. And like I said, that's what the mobility membership is. It's not 12 weeks because the driving test was 12 weeks, but that's the start of it. It's 3 months, you know, 12 weeks, education, like stuff like this, but obviously going on a lot more than this, to help you understand how your body actually works, because you need to understand how it works so that you can take back control of it, which is what I did and what I do with clients. So yeah, get onto me on Instagram, DM me if you're interested in that. I think I might end it there instead of going on much longer. Yeah, look, that's the main thing. Like, if you could just take that away, that could change your life. Like, information like that changed my life. Because, again, like I said beforehand, tight and stiff, chronic pain's going on for 10 years, nothing's really changing. Well, that must be my genetics, that's just the way it's meant to be. Or, I've always been tight and stiff. All that kind of stuff that we tell ourselves, that puts a self-limiting belief on yourself. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. That was me for 10 years, until I looked for better answers. It changed until you start looking for better answers, which you are now, till you start listening to what I'm saying, come back at me, ask me questions, try to break it down logically. You know, you'll see, it'll all start to fall apart, all that bullshit will just start to fall apart, and you'll start to see the light. You know, it's really a take the blue pill or the red pill type of situation here. Do you want to keep listening to the old bullshit that people listen to, or do you actually want to start searching for the truth? So that's what happens, self-limiting beliefs. But again, once we educate ourselves, once we take ownership, like I said, which is what you're doing, then once you educate yourself, things will start to become clearer. And, you know, this is why I try to put out inspirational content too on Instagram, because you need to take ownership, you need to prioritize the education, but before that, you need inspiration. Why else would you even try? Do you know what I mean? So that's why I keep saying about my story about the 10 years of chronic pains, even though it's, you know, embarrassed and don't like to keep going on about it like an X Factor story, but why else would you listen to me if you don't know that I've gone through that myself and that I'm showing you the way out? Yeah, okay, I think we'll leave it there. Hopefully that was useful. Yeah, if you do find it useful, this content or the stuff on Instagram, please do all that good stuff, like, comment, share it even on Instagram. Yeah, that's how the word is going to get out. How else are people going to know this information unless we're sharing it? So it would be very much appreciated if you did help me get the word out. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I did say I would do a recap at the end of all the podcasts, actually, just for people like me who'd be out on a walk and trying to take notes on it. So over the next minute now, I'll do a very quick recap. So the main question today was, why do we get tight and stiff? That's, you know, the why is the most important question to fix any problem. So we need to know, why are we actually getting tight and stiff in the first place? First thing to understand is the brain is king. The nervous system is king. This controls everything in your life, from why we get fat to why we're anxious, all the way down to our movement. So the realization then that we got was the tightness and stiffness in your body, it's not a problem. it's the flip side. It's actually your brain's current best solution to keep you moving around and alive, which is the brain's number one goal, keep us alive so that we can reproduce. So once we know that, then this is the strategy that my brain is using. It involves pain, tightness, etc. If I don't start to build a separate strategy over here, you know, with the mobility program, nothing is ever going to change, and that's how I will stay for life. But it doesn't have to be that way. Feck off, fly. It doesn't have to be that way. We can start making a change. So this should be empowering, okay? You're not fragile. You're not broken. It's just a strategy your brain has at the moment. We're going to build it a different one. And then the analogy to make you understand how we're going to build a different one, I gave the analogy of learning how to drive a car. Most of what people do is like never doing driving lessons or doing one every 6 months, sometimes in the passenger seat, just lying on a table getting manipulated, and then they come around and try and pass the driving test and they're surprised that they keep failing. This is me for 10 years, probably resonates with you too if you're watching my content. Again, doesn't have to be that way. The problem here is the strategy. That's why I say things like, the starting point doesn't matter, it's your attitude and your approach or your strategy that will determine your progress. The strategy is retarded here. It's not making any sense. So we need to change it, okay? So we need to change that strategy. We need to work on it like we would learning how to drive a car. You know, playing the long game, checking the ego, going for small gains, being consistent, all that good stuff. Slowly over time, we'll learn how to take back control of the car. Same thing with your body. We'll leave it there. So hopefully that was helpful, and I'll close them all off by saying, yeah, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you settle for. So hopefully this has been a bit of inspiration and education not to settle for movement limitations. And yeah, like I said, DM me, get onto my Instagram, DM me if you're interested in learning more about this, you know, going on, getting back control of your body. That's what I have the mobility membership for. So cool, we'll see you in the next one.